It's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We've been in it for quite some time. We're in the 28th chapter, if you'd like to follow along. 28th chapter now, and let's begin with verse 1. Now in the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year, in the fifth month, Hananiah, the son of Asher, the prophet, who was from Gibeon, spoke to me in the house of the Lord in the presence of the priests and all the people, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Now this is a definite false prophecy from Hananiah. Outright lie is what it is. And he says, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I've broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years, I am going to bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried to Babylon. I am also going to bring back to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the exiles of Judah who went to Babylon, declares the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord confirm your words, which you have prophesied, to bring back the vessels of the Lord's house and all the exiles from Babylon to this place. Yet, hear now this word, which I am about to speak in the hearing, in your hearing, and in the hearing of all the people, the prophets who were before me and before you from ancient times prophesied against many lands and against great kingdoms of war and of calamity and of pestilence. The prophet who prophesies of peace, when the word of the prophet comes to pass, then that prophet will be known as one whom the Lord has truly sent. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from the neck of Jeremiah the prophet and broke it. Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus says the Lord, even so I will break within 2 full years the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all the nations. Then the prophet Jeremiah went his way. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and speak to Hananiah, saying, Thus says the Lord, you have broken the yokes of wood, but you have made instead of them yokes of iron. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron on the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and they will serve him. And I have also given the beasts of the field. Now, Hananiah was a false prophet. Jeremiah spoke the truth. Truth was unpopular. Hananiah spoke lies. His deceitful words brought false hope, false comfort to the people. God had already outlined the marks of a true prophet, Deuteronomy 13, 18, 20, 22. True prophets' predictions always come true. And his words never contradict previous revelation. However, Jeremiah's predictions were already coming true. From Hananiah's death to the Babylonian invasions. But the people still preferred to listen to comforting lies rather than painful truth. I want you to write that down. Take a note of it. In this day of Jeremiah, they were people that preferred to listen to comforting lies rather than painful truth. No truer words have been spoken. This is alive and well today. People love and prefer to listen to comforting lies rather than the painful truth of God. Did you know that? Still going on today. Nothing's changed. Then Jeremiah the prophet said to Hananiah, the so-called prophet, the false prophet. Now, listen. Now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, and you have made this people trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am about to remove you from the face of the earth. Now, there is a truth you want to take note of. I'm about to remove you from the face of the earth. Now, if you don't hear that, that's the people, if they don't start listening to what Jeremiah is saying, this is something. We're going to remove you from the face of the earth. And I love this. It's so good. I'm about to remove you from the face of the earth. So take note of it. You're getting ready to go. So you better listen to me, because I'm about to remove you from the face of the earth. And this year, you are going to die because you have counseled rebellion against the Lord. You have fostered a rebellion against the truth of God. And false prophets always do. They always give comforting lies than the painful truth. Why? Who's going to give an offering to a painful truth? Nobody. So Hananiah the prophet died in the same year, in the seventh month. He died in the same year, in the same month. Now, folks, we've got to realize false prophets don't last long. However, there have been many of them that have outlived their usability. And they keep going, evidently, because the devil keeps them alive. Satan loves false prophets. And Satan will keep them alive and well to keep prophesying the lies. And why? Why would someone want to lie? Why would they want to speak? Comfort it. Money. Money, honey. Money. They don't get offerings when they speak the truth of God. Why? Painful. It's painful. But faithful are the wounds of a friend. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. And you know what? The prophet of God is your friend. He might hurt you for a while. And the words may be like a sword sticking right down into the heart at first. But you know what? They're healing. That sword, once it gets down into your spirit, into your heart, is healing. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, will hurt you. It'll keep you. It'll heal you. Some people don't want to be healed. Why? They want to hear the truth. They don't want the sword of the Spirit because the sword of the Spirit sometimes is piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Did you hear that? It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It separates the soul, the spirit, the flesh, everything about it. It separates. It brings out into the open. It cuts down into the flesh. It peels the hide off. And if you haven't had the hide peeled off of you, maybe that's why it's a rough time getting healed. Maybe that's a rough time getting healed because the hide needs to be peeled off so the Spirit can enter in and that resurrection power can give you what you need. Open it up. Let's open it up right now. And let that sword of the Spirit cut to the chase. Let it cut, dividing the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, and let it discern the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Father, in Jesus' name, we open our hearts right now. We open up and let that sword of the Spirit cut. Let it do the cutting down to the joints and the marrow. Let it cut. Let it, if it hurts, it hurts. Let it cut. Let it go deep. Let it heal. Let it heal. Heal, heal, heal. In the name of Almighty God, Jesus Christ. Heal each and every one under the sound of my voice. Let them receive a complete healing. Right now, let the name of Jesus and the blood cover each and every one under the sound of my voice and let it heal. Let it heal spiritually. Let it heal physically. Let it heal in the soul area, in the mind, every whit whole. Be whole now. In Jesus' name, amen. Receive it and thank God for it right now. Thank Him for it. It's very important that you thank God. Some people don't receive their healing because they don't thank God for it. Reach out and thank Him right now for your healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you for healing my body. Thank you for healing my spirit. Thank you for healing my mind. Jesus. Amen. I receive it. Thank God. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Let us know you listen. Let us know you listen. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. If you want to help us with a new transmitter, we need it. Designate it. We need some help. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved. God.